is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Vatican announcing this morning that Pope Francis has died. He had been hospitalized for more than a month with respiratory issues and was diagnosed with pneumonia. But the Pope was seen just yesterday on Easter Sunday at the balcony of the Vatican. Father John Walk is in Rome with more.
We all watched the Pope give this blessing from the facade, the loggia of St. Peter's Basilica, blessing the city and the world. In a way, it's a very fitting ending. Obviously, the last act of a papacy is a blessing to the entire world.
ABC News contributor Father James Martin says Francis was the world's first pope from Latin America and routinely met with the poor, with refugees, and with those in war zones.
I just thought he was it was like being with the best parish priest you can imagine. I mean, just warm and funny and inviting and relaxed.
After the pope is buried, the conclave of cardinals will decide on the next pope. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction tells the Trump administration no regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. DPI won't approve a U.S. Department of Education request that state education officials certify anti-discrimination obligations or risk losing federal funding for state K-12 public schools. The Department of Natural Resources and County Deer Advisory Councils remind the public to attend local county meetings to share feedback on local deer management ahead of the 2025 deer season. Meeting locations are available in the 2025 County Deer Advisory Committee meeting schedule on the DNR website. And Tuesday's the second annual Earth Fest at the University of Wisconsin. More than 65 events cover such topics as climate research, garden cleanups, volunteer work parties, and yoga flows. Most take place on and around the Madison campus. You can find a full listing online at earthfest.wisc.edu.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A few lingering showers this morning, then becoming partly cloudy by late this afternoon. And it will be a little breezy today, too, with a high in the low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 35 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. Maybe an isolated thundershower with a high near 60. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 806. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. Here is Bon Jovi. You Give Love a Bad Name on Max FM.
Shout to the heart, and you're too late.
We'll be right back.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is almost 8:10 on Monday morning. We hope everyone's having a great Monday so far. It is also known as Easter Monday. And there are some other things going on. We will talk about our calendar days at 8:40 this morning. As a reminder, it is the Max FM Grand Reopening Ribbon Cutting Ceremony this Thursday night at the Great Day Building, 502 Oak Street, here in downtown Baraboo, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Stop on by, say hi to us. We're going to be cutting the ribbon to our new studios. We're back in downtown Baraboo on Oak Street. We're excited to be back in downtown, part of the community, and you can come by and say hi that night. You can text in PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y, to receive a personalized link and invitation that you can RSVP to. We hope you can join us. We're going to have some giveaways. All right, I'm going to highlight a couple of the things we're giving away. I have tickets to see Tiffany and Sheena Easton at the Crystal Grand in Lake Delton on Sunday, May 18th. We're giving away pairs of tickets to see Tiffany and Sheena Easton at the Crystal Grand. Thank you to the Crystal Grand for being part of our ribbon-cutting ceremony, and we have tickets that we're giving away. So if you want a chance to win those tickets, come over and see us. I'm excited about that. I'll be there. Wendy's going to be there. Aaron Credo is going to be here. And we have Shanghai'd Mace Michaels to join us. You heard me correctly. The one, the only, Mace Michaels is going to join us. We have a few things that that's dependent on, and one of those, ironically, is weather, because he's a weather forecaster for the Minnesota Twins. So provided we have good weather, he will be here to join us on Thursday night, Emily.
That's so exciting. It's going to be a great group of people. Definitely stop by, have a good time with the people from 99.7 Max FM, those who can attend. It's going to be a good time. There's going to be snacks and drinks, which always makes for a fun party in a beautiful atmosphere at the Great Day Building. So totally celebrating the grand reopening of 99.7 Max FM in downtown Baraboo.
Yes, I'm excited, and we will be there. And so, yeah, we're giving away those tickets, and hey, someone was joking about autographs, and so, yeah, if someone really wants an autograph, I'll find a marker, and I'll gladly do an autograph. I haven't done one of those since I've been here, so that could be interesting. So,
That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yes, I'm excited. I cannot wait for this. This is something that's been a long time in the making. It's something that's great to be back, accessible in downtown Baraboo. Our roots started on Oak Street, one block over. And that's how I got involved in radio, but we'll talk more about that later on this week. Right now, we are going to talk about our Pets of the Week from the Saucony Humane Society. For more information about both of these pets and how you can help, go to sockhumane.org. Emily, I'm going to let you talk about this gorgeous cat this morning.
Oh my gosh, she is so cute. So my own first moment of looking at her, I completely fell in love, by the way. Little teeny, petite, little black kitty with beautiful big greenish-yellow eyes. And then I went on to read that her name is Jane. That's just the sweetest thing in the world, this cute, cute, beautiful little kitty. Jane is a 2-year-old black domestic short hair mixed girl. She will meet you here at your, or she will meet you at her kennel door, purring loudly and ready to get out for some playtime and cuddles. Jane enjoys toys and is always alert to new sounds, and any activity around her will get her attention. She loves a good scratcher and a Bristol-type tunnel to rub on. Jane would be a great addition to any cat loving family. She'll be spayed, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before going home. She's just a little baby. Definitely, if you are thinking about a kitty in your home, go check out Jane. She's lovely and so sweet. And it sounds like she's got all the attributes of a fun kitty. Like, she likes to play, cuddle, friendly, all that good stuff. So definitely give that a peek. Okay, Dave, what's our puppy of the week?
All right, our puppy of the week is absolutely beautiful and has a smile on his face. Looking at this picture of Tyson, a 10-month-old lab healer mix who has been at the shelter since December. So please go over and take a look at Tyson, and if you're able to take this beautiful pup home. Tyson is definitely ready to break out and go home. He was surrendered when his owner decided he did not have enough time to train a puppy. Tyson is learning some basic commands on how to walk on a leash. He's ready to and eager to learn more. He keeps his kennel clean so he could be on his way to being house trained. Tyson loves activity, would love an active family. He should be okay with other dogs, possibly cats, although jumpy children should be okay as well. Tyson will be neutered, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before going home. And I've got to tell you, looking at Tyson, again, he's a lab healer mix, white chest, and he is just absolutely an amazing dog. Pretty much an all-black lab healer mix, but he's got that white chest, a little bit under the nose, and then right around the front of his snout. He's such a beautiful dog. And if you're listening and you're looking to adopt a dog, please, please consider Tyson. As I'm looking at him this morning, I want to take him home.
I know. I really do. I mean, I feel like that about everyone, but there's something about him that you can see that healer in there. And both Dave and I had blue healers.
Yep.
So we know that would take, because everybody loves labs. Labs, you know, the healer and the lab mix is going to bring this nice balance of energy, love, and also intelligence and mellowness. So I think he's probably just right. So anyone who's on the fence thinking about adopting an animal, just go give him a visit. He needs a home. He's been there since December, and he just looks just perfect. So both of these animals today and all of the animals they take care of at the Sauk County Humane Society, just they need us. They need you guys. They need lots of things. There's so much stuff going on there, too. They've got a little note here that said, "Did the Easter Bunny bring you a bunny? Are you ready for bunny care? Some basic pet bunny needs are..." And this is if you own a bunny or if you're thinking of adopting one, they do need indoor housing. They can be litter trained, which is pretty cool. You definitely want to bunny-proof your home. Get down to their level and look for things that could be a danger. Bunnies like to chew on stuff. They always need their fresh hay, appropriate greens, fiber-rich pellets, enrichment activities for bunnies. They like to be entertained. They need to have a special kind of play area. So, you know, if you're going to adopt an animal like a bunny, which is, you know, adopting any animal, you need to understand what you're getting into before you do that. It shouldn't just be because you're excited about the idea. You know, you want to do your research, and these folks are the ones to give you the info that you might need. Of course, know that there's a vet, you know, close that you can go to or call on for specific needs for bunnies. Bunnies can get lonely, so perhaps a bunny needs a friend. But make sure to spay and neuter.
Yes.
Bunnies are bunnies. And then, just saying. And then, of course, with any animal, if you aren't able to care for that animal that you adopted, do not turn them loose. Like, bunnies seem to be wild animals, sure, but they are domesticated in their breed. So you don't want to just say, "Oh, sorry, here, you'll be fine out there," because they will not. So surrender always to a shelter or a rescue. So bunnies can be great pets. I remember when I was a little kid, I wanted a bunny, and thankfully my parents were like, "Yeah, no, we're not doing that," because that wasn't going to be a good fit for our life. And that is kind of what I think that this is about, is make sure you understand all the boxes that you have to check before adopting any animal into your home. If you do find that you are a good fit, though, they will be the ones to give you a hand and find the right fit for you.
Yes, most definitely. Again, for more information, you can go to saukhumane.org. And we do want to remind everyone, it's just 2 weeks away until the 26th annual Paws Pledge Walk, held on Saturday, May 30th at the Baraboo Dog Park. You can go to saukhumane.org for more information. All pledges go towards the care of the Sauk Humane Society's shelter animals. So please consider joining that. Also, they are in desperate need, again, of canned dog food and cat food, bleach, liquid laundry detergent, and they thank everyone who's donated peanut butter. So apparently the peanut butter donation got out there. We were pushing on that last week. So this week we're asking you, if you're able to, please donate canned dog food and cat food, bleach and liquid laundry detergent. If you're able to donate these items, please, please, please take them over to the Sauk County Humane Society. You can say, "Hey, we heard you talking with Dave and Emily on the morning show," and they would appreciate that. So please consider doing that today, if at all possible. While you're doing your regular shopping, you can pick these items up, drop them off. You can also go to the Sauk County Humane Society's Facebook page. They haven't linked to their Amazon wish list. However you can help out, please consider helping out. Right, Emily?
Absolutely. It's really just helpful, necessary, and apparently, you know, it's working, because I think that, you know, we certainly put the call out last week for the peanut butter need, and it sounds like it was answered. I'm not going to say particularly that was specifically us, but however else you got the note to drop off some peanut butter over there at the Sauk County Humane Society, it was heard, and we sure appreciate it, and they sure appreciate it. So do it again. You know, make it part of your weekly or monthly ritual to, oh, it's you know, that day of the month or that day of the week. Let's go drop off some things that they need, and of course, we'll help you understand what they are in need for on the morning show. On Mondays, we always do the list. So keep that in your, pop that right in your calendar, and then that can be something you feel good about every Monday.
Yes, definitely. And we want to help out however we can, and we partner up with the Sauk Humane Society. Again, you can go to saukhumane.org to help them out, and we definitely hope that you consider a donation because they definitely need your help today. Now, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40. We're going to celebrate calendar days.
Sounds like a plan. I bet there's some good ones on there as usual.
There is some good ones on there, and I'm excited about one of them that's on there as well. So this one's kind of funny, and so I've been looking at it, so definitely tune in for that. We'll have a lot of fun with that at 8:40. More music.
I'm going to try to figure out which one it is that you're super excited about. Let's see here. We'll have to keep everyone in suspense. I have one that I'm excited about as well. So we'll have to see here what comes about. So we'll see you guys soon, and we'll talk about some calendar days.
Yes, most definitely. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on the morning show right here on Max FM. Here are the B-52s. Time for a little Love Shack on Max FM.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway, looking for the love getaway, headed for the love getaway.
I got me a car.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:30 on Monday morning. We hope everyone's having a great Monday so far. It is a little bit cloudy out there today. The rain has stopped, and that is a good thing. Going to be a little bit breezier this afternoon. We'll have a full look at weather in just moments. As a reminder, shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We have lots of things that will be happening over in the Big Deals store this week. We are excited for that. As always, you get discounts on items for local businesses right here in the Max FM listening area. And we have other things that are happening this week. We have a flash sale on Tuesday during the morning show. So tomorrow morning between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., we're going to offer half off a $50 certificate to the Hoff Brews House in Wisconsin Dells. That certificate tomorrow morning, just $25 between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. On Wednesday, we're going to have our big deal of day, half off a $25 shooting range certificate, Des Tactical. That'll be on Wednesday. And then on Friday, we're going to have half off a $25 certificate to Brushes and Bubbly for our big deal of the day on Friday. We're excited about all these, so tune in. We'll remind you about all of those. Shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank. A look at sports and weather on MaxFM.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
This look at the upcoming area events is brought to you by Community First Bank. Come celebrate with Max FM with the grand opening of our new location. We're now at 502 Oak Street in Baraboo. Come visit our new studio from 5 until 7 p.m. on Thursday night. There'll be a ribbon cutting with reception to follow featuring prizes, tours, and food. Again, this is all happening on Thursday, April 24th from 5 until 7 p.m., 502 Oak Street in Baraboo. And the next day on Friday, April 25th, it's the Sauk Prairie Against Hunger Night of Hope from 6-8 in Sauk City. Soup, bread, and dessert cook-off and an auction to benefit the Sauk Prairie Against Hunger Pack event. Please join 6-8 at 821 Industry Road in Sauk City. The dinner and silent auction will be at 6 o'clock. Live auction will be around 7:15. Dinner will include soup, bread, and dessert tasting. Your cost is a free will offering. You'll vote for the best food with your dollars, and a cash bar will be available. This event is from 6 until 9 p.m. Again, this is on Friday, April 25th. It is from 6-8 in Sauk City. For all the details, visit makingservicepersonal.org. And the Columbia County Sheriff's Office is going to be hosting their open house and canine fundraiser on Saturday, April 26th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Columbia County Law Enforcement parking lot. That's at 711 East Cook Street in Portage. Bring your family for some delicious food. You can also meet their canines and have an opportunity to learn more about all the cool stuff they do at the Sheriff's Office. They're going to have planned events including drone demonstrations, dispatch center tours, free kids' ID cards, autism awareness, and so much more. Again, this all happens on Saturday, April 26th from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Columbia County Law Enforcement parking lot.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kick off a long 10-day road trip tonight in San Francisco with four games against the Giants, three in St. Louis, three in Chicago against the White Sox. The crew won't be back until Friday, May 2nd against the Cubs. Yesterday, the Brewers rolled over the A's 14-1. Milwaukee able to steal a franchise nine bases in one game. Manager Pat Murphy says that gets into an opponent's head.
Yeah, I think it rattles any team. You know, so our young guys like to run, and they're excited about playing that type of game.
NBA, the Bucks play the Pacers tomorrow night in Indianapolis for Game 2. Milwaukee losing Game 1 over the weekend. College football, the Badgers wrapping up spring practice with a scrimmage in Madison. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel.
We did not stop the run the way we need to. The mentality of stopping the run is first. The physicality of this game of football, which is what this place has always been around. And then you can get into some of the schematic things.
That's Wisconsin's Mike Tressel with sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A few lingering showers this morning, then becoming partly cloudy by late this afternoon. And it will be a little breezy today, too, with a high in the low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 35 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. Maybe an isolated thundershower with a high near 60. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Connected to our community like no one else. We are your hometown station. 99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:40 on Monday, April 21st. And Emily, we are going to celebrate some calendar days.
Yes, we are. There is a lot of... They're all over the place today. I'll just say that. Well, as we talked about before, it is Orthodox Easter Monday. It's another day to rejoice, celebrate, and celebrate the resurrection of Christ and find some Easter eggs. So depending on how you celebrate, today might be the day as well as yesterday. I think there was possibly some chocolate eaten yesterday. I will have to say I did go to an event, Dave, where there were some peeps out, and I thought of you. They were pink and really bright, and I did not eat any.
Thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
Of course. I'm right there with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Also, it is Tuna Rights Day. Read up to understand the basics of sustainable consumption of this tuna. Rights Day. So, anything out there in the world through history that has been overfished, overhunted, over whatever, I don't know if that's the case here. I don't know enough about tuna consumption and its rights. I will learn more. But it does create an imbalance. So there may be something going on with maybe tuna being overfished. Not sure. The more you know, but I do appreciate eating tuna. So hopefully it's done correctly. And I will try to learn more on how to do that.
Yeah, it's something that's very important. And, you know, the more we learn, the more we know, and we'll be glad to, you know, I just think it's one of those that's important to us. And, you know, the one I saw today is Keep Off the Grass Day. Keep Off the Grass Day is celebrated April 21st every year, created by a young woman named Jay Shoemaker Galloway. This holiday has been observed since 2013. Keep off the grass signs have been often used by people to prevent their lawns from being trampled on and prevent trespassing. Grass has been maintained and used for decorative and protective purposes since the Middle Ages, especially in Europe, where they featured around castles and wealthy homes. Today, many homes in America maintain lush lawns for decorative purposes. And yes, I used to be one of those people. And no, I am not anymore because I let the dog just go out and have fun in the lawn. I don't want fertilizer down in the lawn. And I just want him to have a good time out there. So yes, it's something that was definitely important to me, but not as important as the dog getting exercise either.
And the dogs kind of win over the grass, don't they?
They do. Yes. And he doesn't dig out there. He just runs around. Well, he does dig out there, too. The last blue heeler mix I had liked to dig. And now we have a Springer Spaniel who also apparently likes to dig. I had him out there last year. I was working on a project. And I kid you not, I left him unattended maybe for 1-2 minutes tops. He was out there with me. Turned around. He had a hole dug twice the size of his body. In that short time, I turn around and I look at him.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, A, you're going to need a bath. B, are you trying to get me in trouble? And there was, he had a pile of dirt on our back sidewalk that was just huge. I mean, I couldn't believe how fast his dog was digging. So, yes, he did not respect Keep Off the Lawn Day, but it's okay. I still love him anyway. So,
didn't you teach him to read, Dave? Your sign that said respect the lawn and keep off the grass and keep it nice? I've worked so hard on this. I guess not.
I was okay with it. Yeah. Well, and it's appropriate that you mentioned reading because thank you for Libraries Day. So we're so thankful for all of our libraries in the area. We have the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Library just down the road from us. A lot of activities there, recently renovated. An addition was added to that library. Thank you to everybody that was involved in that process because libraries are so important. As Emily and I have always talked about, we appreciate our libraries. Reading is a very important thing as well.
Yeah, I actually get perspective on libraries from both my kids. One's in middle school, one's in high school, and they just still talk really fondly about their libraries, or the LMC as they're called in public schools. So anyway, I appreciate libraries. I don't go to them enough because I notice when I go to the library, I just get calm and quiet and kind of everything just kind of disappears and you kind of get into the surroundings and find a book and settle down. And it's great. It's a really great reprieve from the busyness that life can be. So I'm going to try to keep that on my list of things to do here is just visit the library. It's a very nice thing to do. You know who likes libraries is kindergartners.
Yes.
Very much so. Libraries are for every age, and littles really like the library. It's very exciting to go and check out a book and find out what other, there's toys, there's things like that in the library for folks of that young age. So today it's National Kindergarten Day as well. Get out your crayons and flashcards. It's time for National Kindergarten Day. I do appreciate kindergartners. They are a very special age group, very special group of people that can teach us a lot. So listen to those littles. They have a lot to say, and it usually could change your day. Really can if you listen to this, especially a little kid, because they have perspective that we do not remember and have a difficult time having that perspective being grown up. So
yes.
It's also National Chickpea Day. Get your forks ready and dig into your chickpeas to celebrate this special day. Lots of things you can do with chickpeas. Most familiar is hummus, of course, made from only, it's like the easiest thing to make if you like hummus. Get out your blender, grab some chickpeas, some salt, some lemon, and some olive oil. Stick it in the blender and you're done deal. You have delicious hummus if you want to throw some garlic in there, different herbs. You can have all different flavors. So super easy to make. Chickpeas literally are like the only thing in the world that's still like $1.15. Like you can get a can of chickpeas for like $1 and they're very good for you. So if that's a little trick to teach, people out there do like hummus. It's delicious and you can make it taste all different ways. So
are you sitting down?
I do appreciate some chickpeas. What's that?
Are you sitting down?
Yes. Like chickpeas?
I've never had hummus.
You've never had hummus? Oh my. Okay. I quit. This dude has not had a hummus or Eggs Benedict. Those are like two. Okay.
I know.
Yeah, we're going to have a talk.
Yeah, no Eggs Benedict.
We're gonna have to take this off the radio because this, you're going to hear some colorful language. That's ridiculous, yes. Dave.
Yes, I got her going on a Monday morning. Mission accomplished.
Are you lying?
No. I've never had hummus. I'm not lying. Oh, I'm sitting here in the chair in the studio. I'm not even joking. I've never had hummus before. So, yeah, I thought that was ironic.
Goodness.
But I have celebrated this and have National Chocolate Covered Cashews Day. Get
well,
ready for chocolatey, crunchy, nutty, and very sweet day with chocolate and cashews. What a better combination. And they're even better when it's dark chocolate covered cashews. So one of my favorites is cashews, and then you throw in some chocolate on top of that. Mm-mm. And then you can wash it down as we celebrate National Tea Day. The love for tea dates back for centuries and seems to only get stronger. Yes, pun intended. I know you're still caught on.
I'm still stuck. Yeah, I'm going to just try to move along here. Today's also Big Word Day. Raise your words, not your voice, by broadening your vocabulary with fancy words like embourgeoisement.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think that has something with the bourgeoisie. I don't know what embourgeoisie meant, like in a word means. If I break it apart, I kind of can tell you, but I don't know exactly. So the more you know. If you know what that word means, text us in and tell us. If you know how ridiculous it is that Dave's never had hummus, text that in as well, because that is, please stop eating Cheetos and start eating hummus, dude. Seriously, we want you to be around for a little bit longer. Boom. Easy, easy peasy lemon squeezy. And squeeze the lemon with the chickpeas, and you have hummus. It's that easy.
But
it is also, go right ahead.
It's National Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day today. And the picture of this bulldog with his tongue hanging out of his mouth, big smile on his face, ears up in the air. Yes. So bulldogs are beautiful. All dogs are beautiful in my eyes.
So that's a Frenchie in the picture there. We had for many, many, many years, we just lost her, but that's okay. She was up there. She was at 13 for a bulldog. It's like being like 150 for humans. I mean, bulldogs usually last to about 10. So we had her till 13. Dave, I'm going to send you a picture. But her name was Mabel, and she was an English bulldog, so she was one of the bigger ones. Or not bigger, but Frenchies are the little bitty guys that you see in the picture there. And then the English are the regular-sized bulldogs that, like, were always in the cartoons and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, they're, like, really barrel-chested and kind of, like, their heads are, like, way too big for their body. Ours wasn't. She was perfect. She was beautiful. She was brindle. She was all proportionately correct and just lovely. And she was so smart, and kids loved her so much. She was just such a sweet, sweet girl. So anyhow, I am thinking of her today, Mabel, my sweet girl. I love you and miss you every day. Bulldogs are a very special breed. They're super smart and super sweet. Of course, they do come with all the squish face breeds, come with some, oftentimes, some allergic things in their genes. Also, just breathing difficulties, all the things that have to do with the fact that their noses are all smushed up like that, and they don't have regular, you know, the regular kind of tubing that longer nose dogs do. So they do sometimes come with challenges, but ours was super healthy and wonderful and sweet. So anyways, I'm super happy to celebrate National Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day because they are so beautiful.
Yes, they are. And so I just thought that was so neat to see. And the other one that I want to briefly mention is Advisor Appreciation Day. Advisors are the backbone of the education sector, providing guidance to help teachers. So thank you to all of our advisors out there. We appreciate you as well. Now, Emily, you're going to be back with us tomorrow at 7:10 as we have more shenanigans afoot.
That sounds fantastic. Well, everybody have a really super great Monday out there and, you know, get some work done, give yourself a little reprieve and do something nice for yourself because we always know that that is helpful to get through our busy lives, right?
Yes, it is. We definitely appreciate Mondays. Oh, we got a text on the text line. I better go look at that.
Yeah, super I read that. Quick. Yeah, you know what? It's not disgusting. I'm just going to defend hummus. Knock until you tried it. Yeah, we gotta try stuff.
Yes, Angie. Mm-mm. Thank you so much.
No, I appreciate you, Angie. Thank you for saying the truth and what you think. I am just gonna say, if you try things and you don't like it, then that's totally understandable.
It does look interesting. I'm gonna agree with Angie completely. So thank you, Angie, for having my back this morning. We appreciate
it's the hummus battle on a Monday.
Yes, it is. I wonder how Cheetos go with hummus.
No, but you can actually, I mean, they probably wouldn't be terrible because you can dip anything in hummus. That's what's kind of cool is it's like, rather than, you know, your French onion dip, switch to this. It's just as flavorful and delicious, and it's a million times better for you. And it still serves as a vehicle to eat potato chips.
Well, let me know. If you want to test that out for me, Emily, I think you should try that since you're the hummus expert.
You can try that.
No, that means I'd have to try hummus. So we'll talk more about that. So, so thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. We appreciate y'all. We'll have you back tomorrow morning at 7:10, Emily.
Absolutely. And Angie, I didn't mean any negativity towards you and your feelings about hummus. I appreciate the text, and please always communicate with us. We so appreciate listening to all of your opinions about everything. That's what kind of fun we have on the morning show. So have a great day, Angie, and have a great day, everybody. We'll see you on Tuesday.
We'll see you on Tuesday, Emily. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM. I'll be with you until 11 o'clock this morning.
This is Rhonda from Purple Lotus Studio in Baraboo, congratulating 99.7 Max FM on their new location in downtown Baraboo and inviting you to check out our website at purplelotus.studio to book your confidence-boosting portrait session today.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home. Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Don't miss this party.
Happy Volunteer Appreciation Month from the Sauk County Aging and Disability Resource Center. They are looking for new volunteer drivers. Call Carrie Luther at 608-355-3289 to find out more and help make a difference in your community.
Looking for a fun and inexpensive shopping experience? You can go on a treasure hunt at Family Values Thrift in Baraboo. Find that perfect sparkling pair of earrings, gorgeous necklace, or stunning ring in one of their well-stocked jewelry cases. Or a unique houseware item, decor, or book. Spring or summer outfits for men, women, and children are now waiting to be found at Family Values Thrift at 201 Ash Street in Baraboo. They're open 7 days a week, making your treasure hunt that much easier. Family Values Thrift, serving savings with a smile.
99.7 Max FM. I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.